We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville. With me is Tyler with FMC. And Tyler, introduce yourself for us, please.
Hey, my name is Tyler Tuttle. I live in Indiana, district manager for FMC Corporation.
Well, Tyler, we're going to talk about something that one of the products of FMC that was introduced in 2013, and that's Marvel Herbicide. Tell me about what is Marvel and what does it do for soybean growers?
Marvel is a post-emerge broadleaf herbicide, very broad spectrum. Use it to kill really tough to control weeds like lamb's quarters, velvet leaf, water hemp, pigweed. Really been a fantastic product to help growers control those tough weeds.
Well, and that gets more and more important every year. Now, this was introduced in May of 2013. How have farmers received this product?
It's been going very well. Growers like the convenience of being able to use this product as a broad spectrum. They like to have that tool in their toolbox in case they get some weeds escaping out of a pre-emerge application to allow them to keep those weeds under control later into the season. And it's done a great job. The performance has exceeded all of our expectations and has been really good.
One of the things that FMC is promoting here this year at the Farm Show is a stewardship and weed management program and overlap, your overlap program for weed management. And how does Marvel fit into those programs?
Well, Marvel is a key component in that it allows us to put a product on post-emerge to help us extend residual and knock out any weeds that might be sneaking through. It also allows us to mix up modes of actions. That's the key to managing resistance. That's the key to weed control today, is to mix up modes of action, and we do that very well with Marvel.
Well, the type of weeds that that Marvel controls, how has that resistance in lamb's quarter and those kind of broadleaf resistant weeds, how has that spread in recent years?
It's spread quickly. It's been a pretty revolutionary change. It's been a challenge for growers to get their arms around that the weed control is not as easy as it used to be. It's a different challenge. It's a different way of approaching growing soybeans and growing corn today. So it's been a big change, and we're still in the middle of it. And Marvel is a great tool to help us manage that change and to give us the results that are necessary to get the maximum yields.
Well, of course, we've been stressing a lot pre-emerge, but when you start with a clean field, but there may be some escapes, and that's really where Marvel excels, right?
Yes, it's that, and it's part of an overlapping residual program where we put a residual down, and then we come back post-emerge with another residual and some Marvel perhaps to help clean up anything that might be starting to show up. So the idea is you extend that residual through the season rather than just relying on one trip pre-emerge. A lot more consistent results, a lot more effective results, a lot better yields.
When we talked about the stewardship and weed management program, it really brought home to me the fact that, you know, when we're talking about these different modes of action, to some extent we're talking about actually using more chemicals than we've had to in the past. And it's important to know the right amount to apply and where, right?
Yeah, our key is to make sure that they're used correctly. We want them to work. We want them to work correctly. We don't want to make a resistance problem worse by using the wrong rate or using the wrong type of application. So we want the right product at the right place at the right time. That's really the key to being a good steward and being a good soybean or corn producer. It's really just a matter of making those decisions. To do it correctly gives you the tools a longer lasting effectiveness.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you very much, Tyler. And I'm Cindy Zimmerman.